This morning, protesters in London parked a bright pink yacht in the middle of Oxford Street, right in the city center. Some even glued themselves to the hull of the boat. The yacht is meant to symbolize rising sea levels caused by climate change. It's one of several protests around London organized by the group Extinction Rebellion. They're demanding action from the British government. The World's Russell Newlove visited one of the protests today.
As I was cycling into work this morning, as I do when the weather allows, I heard the drums and music familiar to anybody who's ever been on a protest. And then about a mile later, as I came up to Oxford Street, there it was, a bright pink boat surrounded by people dressed in costumes. All part of this Extinction Rebellion group who want the government to take action on climate change.
How many people were there? And was this planned or did it kind of surprise everybody?
No, it's definitely been planned. Extinction Rebellion are a relatively new group, but they are very organised. They've set up in 5 different locations today, and they intend to stay there at least 2 weeks. One of the organisers was addressing the crowd, asking for people to come and man these stations through the cold, dark hours, as he called them. There was only around about 500 people, maybe 1,000, where I was. It's hard to say how many people will actually see it through for 2 weeks.
So what is this group Extinction Rebellion actually hoping to accomplish this week?
So they have 3 core demands. For the government to tell the truth about climate change, reduce carbon emissions to zero by 2025, and to create a citizens' assembly to oversee progress. When I was speaking to one of the organisers earlier, he stressed the importance of civil disobedience.
Unless it's inconvenient to somebody, then it's not going to make a difference. So we're here to literally hold up the traffic. We feel that if we can disrupt life in London whilst we're trying to make a point and whilst we're trying to say things, that's going to make a much bigger impact than the protest marches we've all been going on for the last 10 years.
But by their own admission, they are troublemakers. This isn't their first stunt. You might remember just a couple of weeks ago, the group staged a naked protest in Parliament during the Brexit debates. They've poured fake blood outside the Houses of Commons. They've smashed windows at the Shell building deliberately to take their case to court so that they can advertise their group and the advocacy that they stand for.
So when Londoners hear that Extinction Rebellion is about to stage another protest, is that a good thing for people who are concerned about climate change? I mean, how do they react?
It's a good thing for people worried about climate change. Many people agree that not enough is being done, and with other things in the news, like Brexit, which is basically paralysing the political system, nothing is getting done. No bills are being considered to do anything about pollution. Meanwhile, pollution goes up in London by the day. I think people agree with it in spirit, but after 2 weeks of disruption, we'll have to see.
The World's Russell Newlove there in London.